This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining us on Stockbox today is Ben Turney, the Executive Director of Kavango Resources. Hiya, Ben. How are you?
I'm great, thanks, Mark. Beautiful day, lovely sunny weather, lockdown coming to an end, and two great bits of news from Kavango Resources. So really, really good start to the day.
Good start to the day, yes. So you have got two RNSs, which is good, both relating to the KSZ project and the TDEM survey. So, I mean, let's take a look at the sort of first RNS first, where you announced that you found this EM anomaly, but you found it in February. So why announce now, Ben?
It's a good question, and obviously, look, we've had a number of emails from shareholders over recent weeks, sort of asking for an update on the KSZ. The really important thing here at this stage is that this finding a conductive target of this size at this stage has been a surprise to us. We've obviously, you know, we have our 3D model of Hakuntsi, which is detailed, first time those techniques have ever been applied in the KSZ. Using modern technology. And one of the most significant things about this conductive target is the fact that it lies within what looks like the correct geological setting as projected by our 3D model. Now, the EM signature that this thing is giving off is also extremely encouraging. And the size of it, you know, it looks pretty big. Now, we've obviously got to remain measured at this stage. So, you know, we don't want to start, you know, rushing out claiming discovery or anything like that. It's far too premature. But before we announced the target of this size and this nature and in this setting, we felt it was really important that we went and got the data verified. And we ended up approaching three separate experts, one in Canada, one in Denmark, one in Australia. You know, we really did go out and find the best people we possibly could to crash test the conclusions that spectrogeophysics had drawn about this target before we obviously put it out into the public domain. Now, there are obviously caveats in the RNS about the nature of the targets. You know, until we actually go and drill this thing, you know, we won't know what its true makeup is. But at this stage, it does look very encouraging. The fact is that we've picked this up from the second TDEM survey, which is only the second TDEM survey that's ever been run in the KSZ. And this was our, you know, our lowest priority target at this stage. Our main objective now was really to calibrate the equipment and make sure that the technology was right for going and testing, you know, the higher priority targets, which we're now moving on to at areas B, C, and D. But obviously, to have found a conductive target like this, which, you know, looks as appealing as it does at this stage, this is obviously significant news for the company. But before we sort of rushed out and sort of over-promoted this thing, we wanted just to make, you know, get as much comfort and confidence that you know, the conclusions that had been drawn were correct. And I'm really pleased to say that so far, the guys that have all looked at this, they've all come back and their opinions have been broadly aligned. There are no issues with the data. In fact, they've been quite complimentary about the work that Spectral has done. They've all made recommendations for improvements that we could make. And, you know, we've certainly learned a number of lessons from these first surveys, sort of, you know, how we can refine the techniques and how, you know, we've obviously passed that information on to Spectral. But, you know, it's a very, very thorough piece of work, which obviously has required a bit of patience from our shareholders, and we're very grateful that people, you know, have stuck with us. But today's news hopefully has been worth the wait.
Yes, well, let's hope so. So really, you were sort of just making sure and checking with, as you say, three independent experts just to definitely make sure you had the confidence to come out and start talking about this. So the fact that you've had those three independent experts all come back very positively, that must give you an awful lot of confidence in what you're doing.
Yeah, well, look, in terms of the method, absolutely. We're now as confident as we can be that this TDEM technology, this time domain electromagnetic surveying method, is the correct technology to use to try to unlock the potential of the Kalahari Suture Zone. What you need to bear in mind is that we're dealing with a very conductive environment. So the nature of these gabbroic intrusions is they're large conductors in their own right, which can make surveying them and picking up discrete conductors within those quite difficult. So it's not just that we're looking for a needle in a haystack, it's that we're looking for a needle in a pile of needles, if you see what I mean. So the fact that we now have this very sophisticated surveying technique available to us, which has now been verified, yeah, really does give us a lot of confidence as we move forward. We've got a huge amount of ground to cover. Mm-hmm. We've obviously got our first four main target areas that our underground model has identified. You know, we haven't even started, you know, this sort of techniques in the KSZ South yet. So there's a whole new frontier for us to open up down there. But so in terms of the method that we're deploying and the technologies that we're deploying and the partner that we're working with, yes, we're extremely confident. Mm-hmm. In terms of the conductive target, we're quietly confident. We're very happy what we've seen. We're not jumping up and down about it yet. We want to see what the results of the other surveys are. Mm-hmm. But this does look like it's a viable drill target. And if it turns out to be a metal sulfide deposit, then yeah, it could be big. But yeah, we've really, as I say, we've got to keep our feet on the ground at this stage, and we need to complete the next set of surveys, see what results come back from those. We have another conductive target, which the A2 survey picked up, that was just outside the range. We seem to pick the edge of this other target up as well. So we're certainly going to go back and take a good look at that. But that's also the nature of these systems, the ore bodies in these types of magmatic sulfide systems. If you look at places like Norilsk in northern Russia or Jinchuan in China, that there are typically multiple ore bodies. So, you know, the fact also that we've picked up a second, what looks like discrete conductive target, that's another bit of sort of circumstantial evidence pointing in the right direction for our overall exploration hypothesis.
Okay. And on the TDEM survey then, how does the technology work, and why is it a good method to use?
So it's very interesting. It's obviously very powerful because it's ground based. You can use a much higher power generator with it, which enables you to pump a much larger electrical current into the ground. Unlike the airborne methods, which obviously are flown from a height, your point of contact is with the surface as well. So in very, very simple terms, what Spectral do, they lay out a 1 kilometer squared copper wire, which the electrical current is then passed through. And they then have a receiver, which is walked up and down lines, 3 kilometer lines on the surface at a very slow pace in very straight lines at about a 200 meter spacing, although we're actually about to increase that to 400 meter spacing, to as the current passes through the ground, it obviously returns signals back to the surface. And those signals are picked up by the receiver, which is moved up and down in these straight lines. So that's how it works. We've got on our Twitter feed, which I'll need to make sure we republish today, we've got some good diagrams which sort of illustrate how this process works. Now, the reason it's so useful for us is because of the power of the power source that's deployed, and because of the fact that the point of contact is actually on the surface itself. This just enables Spectral to pick up much more accurate readings. So we're now very, very confident that this is, as I said earlier, this is the right technology for us to be using to unlock the potential of the KSZ.
Okay. Now, the RNS mentions drilling. It says to determine the size and thickness will only be determined by drilling. So drilling, that's the word that people like to see in an RNS. Anything you can tell us?
Yeah, of course. I mean, look, everyone wants to know about drilling. You know, I've had a number of questions already about this morning about when are we going to drill. The key thing for everyone to remember at this stage is this year is all about proof of concept. We did a lot of desk-based work last year, proving up, you know, the potential for the KSZ, sort of demonstrating the system's characteristics. This year, our main focus to begin with is on the surveying, is to identify these targets, because the more of these targets that we can find, obviously, the greater the potential. Now, it's obviously very encouraging, this first target that we found, but what we need to remember is that this is only the second survey that we completed. We now need to go and finish the other surveys to see what else might be out there, and then use that to determine our drill targets. Now, we probably should put an announcement out about this. I don't think this is material, but our drill permits are all up to date. So we've just had renewals that have been confirmed recently. So we are ready to go with drilling. We've got the budget in place as well. So we've got money ring-fenced within our budget for 2021. But before, obviously, we go and put the drill bit in the ground, we want to see what other targets there might be. Because who knows, if we find something better than we found today, then of course that would be the best target for us to go for. But what I can assure everybody is that as soon as we've completed these next surveys, it looks like we already have at least one drill target. We might have a second with this second target that we're going to call A3 that we're going to go and look at. But we need to see also what's in B, C and D and target areas B, C and D. And as I say, we're hopeful of better results, but until we've actually completed the surveys, we won't know. But as soon as we're ready to go, we're going to be pulling the trigger on this as quickly as we can.
Okay, so let's finish now on the second RNS, which is about the strategic partnership with the contractor, Spectoral Labs, for the TDEM surveys who've been doing the work for you. So you've actually gone into a partnership agreement with them, is that right? And I mean, that must speak very highly for how they feel about the project as well.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's obviously a great vote of confidence from them. We've made a stock payment to them today, and the main rationale behind that is we're delighted with the work that Spectral and Kaz Lotta have done. Kaz is, you know, an extremely experienced geophysicist. You know, he's among the best in Africa at this type of work. We've built a good working relationship with him over the last few months. He obviously completed the first surveys for us. The validation work that we've done with the independent experts that we've gone to, none of them have a connection with Kaz or with Spectral. So they've given very unbiased opinions and they've all come back and been very complimentary. So Kaz's report, we've quoted Kaz in the announcements today and also Spectral's conclusion. You know, they believe we found a viable drill target, and the fact that it was our second survey that, you know, that we identified this, it's very, very encouraging. So the relationship with Spectral, I put this to Kaz a few weeks ago, put it on the table as an offer. The reason for that is I'm very keen to tie him into our project and to get his interests aligned with us and our shareholders. We're obviously entering what looks like it's going to be an extremely competitive exploration market. After years of malaise, metal prices are obviously flying. We're seeing a lot more corporate deal flow and transactions at the upper end of the market. There's a tidal wave of money heading in our direction as companies look to, you know, mining companies look to replenish their depleted reserves, and exploration is the obvious outlet for all of that. So by locking Spectral into us at this stage, I think we've stolen the march on a lot of our competitors. They're obviously heavily motivated to complete the surveys for us, because it's not only the share package, but also the warrant structure as well, which is aligned with our placing in November. I think this is a really, really good deal. And we're very, very happy to be working with Spectral. You know, they've got fantastic experience, in particular, a lot of expertise working underneath the Kalahari cover, which is extremely important to us as well. And they have all the technology in country. So we're extremely happy to work with Kaz and with Spectral. And we're looking forward to what they do for us over the rest of this year.
Okay, Ben Turney, the Executive Director of Kabanga Resources, thank you very much for your time.
Cheers, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.